One of my favorite things about Cook's Illustrated magazine, I mean, going back to the 90s when I first started reading it, are the reader's tips, you know, the ones they send in about how to find new ways to use tools you already have. It turns out it's one of Dan Souza's favorite parts of the magazine, too. He's the editor-in-chief, and he talked to Sally Swift about some of his favorites.
Hey, Dan, great to have you with us.
Always nice to be here, Sally.
So we have been digging into tools this hour, and we thought of you immediately because of this column that you have done for years in the magazine called Quick Tips, which is when readers send in sometimes bizarre alternative uses for tools. How long have you guys been running that column?
So that's actually totally original to the magazine. We've been doing it since the premiere issue back in 1993, and we haven't stopped. So we do it every single issue. We get tons of awesome submissions from all of our readers, and we test them in-house, see if we like them, see if they work. And then if they do work, we publish them along with an original pen and ink illustration and credit the reader. They're just a really fun part of the kind of Cook's Illustrated community.
There are great ideas. I have learned so much. And of course, one of my favorites is that wacky suggestion of using your washing machine as an ice bucket.
Yeah, I love that too. I've actually done that for parties. So yeah, that one's great because, you know, you can basically fill it up with ice, throw tons of beer, wine, whatever you want in there. And then when you're done, you just run the cycle and it drains all out.
That is hysterical. And some of them are ingenious. Can you give us a couple that you have absolutely loved over the years?
Yes, absolutely. So one of them that that I love to use all the time is a really speedy way to cut a number of little round things at one time. So this is like grapes, cherry tomatoes, olives, and it's using basically two lids that you'd get off of kind of large yogurt containers, or sometimes you see them as like deli containers or takeout containers. So you take one lid and you put it down so that it's kind of facing up, so you have some sides on it, and you fill it with, you know, your let's say your cherry tomatoes, and then you invert another lid on top of that. So you basically have kind of sandwiched the cherry tomatoes between two lids, and they're held in place by the lip of the lids. And then you just take your chef's knife, nice long knife, and you go horizontally right through the center of those two lids, and you have everything all at once. So instead of doing individual little cherry tomatoes, which can be kind of pesky, you go right through the center and cut them all at once. So it can speed up your prep quite a bit.
Brilliant. And a great way to use plastic, since we're all working so hard on that. Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yep. What else?
So this is a really fun one that came in recently. So, you know, some people leave butter on the counter so it's always nice and spreadable. But a lot of times you just have it in your fridge and it's really hard. You try and spread it on bread and it tears and it's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. And so this person came up with this really great tip of using a vegetable peeler. So on a hard stick of butter, use a vegetable peeler and take off these thin strips of butter that you can just basically just lay out on top of your bread. And it, you know, it softens really quickly on a piece of toast and you've got, you know, perfect coverage of butter from a really hard stick.
That makes great sense. And of course, the butter stays fresher in the fridge rather than having it out on the counter if you don't go through a lot of butter.
Absolutely. Yep. So you can totally leave it in there and then, you know, but you can still have spreadable, quote unquote, butter
exactly.
Whenever you need it.
Although I do go through a lot more butter since you taught me that cultured butter recipe. I don't know if I should be damning you or thanking you for that.
Oh, no, that's great.
What else? What about with salad spinners? I've seen a couple really great things.
Yeah, salad spinners are incredible. Obviously, they're great for salad and herbs that you've washed. We also really like them for chickpeas and beans. So a lot of times you want to, you know, rinse them to get rid of that excess starch before you use them in a recipe. And there's tons of surface area so they can hold onto a lot of moisture. Go into your salad spinner, give them a few spins, and you can get rid of it. You can also use it, especially for chickpeas, to spin off the liquid that they're stored in, which then you can use as aquafaba. I don't know if you've seen a lot of recipes for that, but you can actually whip that liquid into meringue to use in, you know, vegan applications where you normally would use a meringue. So that's a nice way to get rid of it there. So yeah, salad spinner is awesome for that.
And a great thing to do with beans because trying to get them dry enough, if you're going to roast chickpeas and you want a little bit of crispy edge, they need to be dry.
Exactly. Yeah, it really gives you a jump start on removing that moisture.
What about rubber gloves?
Oh, so rubber gloves. So these are, yeah, if you're using like, you know, dishwasher gloves, you don't get your hands all kind of chapped in the wintertime. They have a nice kind of texture to them. And we found a really cool use is actually removing corn silk. So when you're shucking corn in the summertime and you want to remove as much of that corn silk as possible and it's kind of pesky, you can basically just run your hand down it if you're holding with a rubber glove and it just comes right off. So that's a really great use for...
That is a great idea.
Yeah, obviously nice. You want to use nice clean ones. But when you've used rubber gloves and they're kind of you know, had their time, had their use. We've actually got this awesome tip where you cut them kind of crosswise to make these loops of rubber that you can use as rubber bands. Mm-hmm. So you can use them to tie sandwich bags up and all that kind of stuff. So they have kind of a second life as well.
That's a great idea. And what about sharpening knives? Do you have some ideas beyond a knife sharpener?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one of my favorite tips that we've ever gotten, and I use it pretty much any time I go on vacation and I get like an Airbnb or a rental, is if you have ceramic mugs, which most rental places will have, if you turn them over, there's a rough circle at the bottom where it hasn't been glazed. And that is a fantastic surface for sharpening your knife. So you want to hold the mug upside down with one hand, and then with your dominant hand holding your knife, you want to drag the blade across it pretty much the same way you would on a honing steel or a sharpening stone. And, repeat on both sides, even number of strokes, and you'll actually see some buildup of metal dust on that ceramic. And that tells you that it's taking metal off, that it's doing some sharpening. And just a few strokes on each side, you can make a dull knife significantly sharper.
That is a great idea. And knives are always dull at every Airbnb, I swear.
I know, right? They always are. It could be a really nice place and a beautiful kitchen, and then the knives are totally
exactly
trash.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to end with one of my favorite, which the writer Helen Rosner has kind of made her mark on Twitter with, a good use for a blow dryer. You know where I'm going with this?
I do know where you're going. Yeah. So this was a really fun one that we got in. So we talk a lot in Cooks Illustrated about getting poultry skin really dry so that it can crisp and brown more readily in the oven. And so this person took it to kind of the next level and used their hair dryer on a couple of chicken quarters, leg quarters, and just kind of going back and forth. And you can actually see the skin dry out pretty significantly after just a few minutes of going back and forth. And then she went and cooked it from there. And she got something that was, noticeably crisper and cooked even a little bit quicker.
Oh,
so I think that's a really fun, just kind of out there one.
It is really fun. And let our minds and our creativity be free.
I love that. That's so important in the kitchen.
That's exactly right. Hey, Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Allie.
Dan Souza is editor-in-chief of Cooks Illustrated.